Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I'm going to talk for a little bit about basically my experiences at Floating World and some of the classes that I went to, some of the regional differences, basically, that I noticed between sort of how a lot of the people that I saw there were playing, what I'm used to, how kind of the dungeon was run, that sort of thing. I think it was kind of interesting to see basically just how they play differently, what their DMs were like, that sort of thing. Anyway, I also wanted to touch real briefly on the class tonight. I might go ahead and talk about that first. Basically, the title of the class was setting up intimate play space, basically. Essentially, the impression I got was going to be about sort of how to arrange the environment to be conducive for intimacy, some kind of physical and or emotional openness, that sort of thing. The class itself ended up being a little disappointing, unfortunately. I'd seen the presenter talk on other topics before and enjoyed that, so I was kind of surprised. Basically, I think the main problem was just a difference in direction, maybe. It's kind of a misunderstanding between what the presenter was talking about and what people were expecting. Essentially, the presenter was talking about a lot of, more kind of pagan-oriented, positive energy kind of business. And just sort of the way that things were phrased, I think, were a little off-putting to people who weren't, in that particular, religious framework, mindset, whatever. So basically everybody was expecting to hear tips on, lighting, room arrangement, music, whatever, kind of things to sort of optimize that intimacy and openness. And, what they were hearing was, let's just say crystals were discussed, and I'll leave it at that and try not to sound too judgmental. I'm not of any particular religious bent myself, so obviously that wasn't really up my alley. But I thought it was kind of a shame because a lot of the things that were discussed were things that were useful. I mean, there were some things, usually basically specific examples, and things in particular that worked well and problems that happened in the past. And I think that, even just sort of had the presentation been framed a little differently, and had they been talking about the psychology of the interactions and things that that were affecting things as opposed to the energy that was affecting things, I think the core message, which had some useful solid components, would have gotten through a lot better. So that was kind of a shame, but anyway, it happens. Not every class can be great and perfect and meaningful and whatnot. So anyway, onto the whole Floating World thing. Basically, I drove up there in the wee hours on Friday morning. Traffic wasn't too bad. So you got in around noon or so, and kind of hung around. Classes kicked off at about 2 o'clock. Got to go to a bunch of pretty interesting classes. The bondage track was a little thinner than I would have liked, and unfortunately, they had two of the main sort of bondage-oriented classes, at the same time, which I thought was unfortunate. Given that the selection in general wasn't that great anyway, bondage wise, having to compete for people that are interested in that and having to, miss out on something, because of the scheduling was, kind of a shame. But, in general, the class schedule was really diverse. I mean, they were running classes from, on Saturday and Sunday, they started at 10 in the morning and ran until midnight, I believe. And, most of the things that were, most of the times there were five or six classes going on at the same time. So you can imagine it was very, a sort of diverse, BDSM framework covered. There are a lot of different things, essentially because I wasn't able to, sit in a bondage track and, do just that the entire weekend. I kind of had the opportunity to spread out a little bit and check out some kind of new things, and got to, expand my interest a little bit. More to the point, I got to attend some classes that were in the direction of, things that I was more interested in, things that I was interested in learning more about, playing more with, went to several and generally describe it as sort of rough body play, I guess, heavy personal impact, essentially hands-on type approach. Things from, wrestling and grappling, risk control, things like that, pressure points, slapping, punching, basically hands-on type activities. And got to go to a couple classes on that. And even some things that, well, were kind of interesting because they were classes that you essentially just wouldn't see here. For instance, they had a face punching class that I went to that I thought was really interesting and informative. And basically, I really doubt that Black Rose will, ever have that class, quite frankly, just because of the level of inherent risk involved and, concerns of, basically liability and whatnot. But that's kind of just how they're, how Black Rose as an organization, sort of how their priorities are arranged. They're not, it's not worth it essentially to have that class. But, it was really neat to be able to listen to a presenter who was, knowledgeable on the subject and, sort of aware of and willing to take seriously and discuss the risks, but, willing to engage in that kind of play anyway, because, because it was enjoyable, because it was essentially worth it. So it was neat. And that was kind of one of those, sort of what I classify as kind of regional, differences. And that might not be so much a regional thing, I guess, as just, orientation, direction, kind of, what the event and the group putting it together is about. But it was one of those differences that really stood out. And I got to have a really great, suspension scene on Friday night. I was kind of surprised. I was hanging around, essentially once the classes were over around midnight. I didn't go up there with a play partner, and, I knew a handful of, people that went up there, but nobody that was, on any kind of playing terms with. So, I wasn't really expecting to be doing anything other than just kind of hanging around, doing a little bit of socializing and, just, watching other scenes and kind of seeing what people are up to, what, what kind of things, people are doing. It's always neat to see sort of, different crowds in action, see different, different styles, different kinds of play, things like that. But, one of the handful of people that I did know there ended up introducing me to someone else, and, we negotiated real quick, and basically just ended up doing a fairly straightforward bondage, scene. Although I think it was a good kind of learning experience. It started off, a little slow and kind of, just because I wasn't really, sort of geared up for and expecting it. It started off a little slow. We had a couple problems at first where, the one particular chest harness I was using was, just because of the person's body type, one part on the front was really pressing into the breastbone in a way that was uncomfortable, and I was able to change things around and turn it into a face up suspension instead of face down and get things more, till they were sitting more comfortably and kind of, able to overcome an initial setback and kind of turn it into still a positive scene, which was really good. I think it was good in a kind of learning experience there, even though it was fairly simple. It was nice to be able to kind of push through a problem like that and, figure out a way to make the scene work, figure out how to, how to let everybody have a good time, essentially, which is what it's all about, really. See, other than that, some things I noticed, I think I kind of realized how spoiled I am in the area that I'm in, being in the DC area and, interacting a lot with the Black Rose organization and, the people down at the Crucible, in general. I'm used to seeing a lot of people who are fairly experienced, fairly knowledgeable. It's definitely a learning environment. The people that want to know something, there's tons of people who are willing to, kind of help share, help teach, interact heavily with people who are interested in learning. So the people you see playing around here usually either know what they're doing or they're willing to find out and someone's willing to show them. You see basically a little more, it's kind of jokingly referring to it as professionalism around here. Not to sound too snobby, but, quite frankly, I think I am a little, with maybe good reason at this point. I saw a lot of people up there who were doing more advanced, I'll say, things that basically just didn't look, it didn't look like they were sharp with the skill that they were doing, which, is kind of worrisome to see when they're, playing with heavier, more, kind of edgy things Also, kind of on a side note to that, I wasn't terribly impressed with the dungeon monitors who were there. Essentially, the whole point of the dungeon monitors is kind of check what's going on, keep an eye on things that are a little hairier, make sure people know. Well, make sure, generally speaking, that people sort of know what they're doing, and you don't have somebody trying to do something that's really unsafe because they don't know what they're doing. Of course, they're also supposed to be there to help out in an emergency situation where, just some accident might happen. But while they had, they had a lot of people in, DM vests wandering around there, unfortunately, it wasn't very, and they were, they were walking around talking to each other, standing in groups, watching scenes with more attractive people involved instead of more risky scenes, and, just spending a lot of time talking to each other instead of, focusing on, kind of what their job was. And while the DMZC, the Crucible, might not be, 100% serious business, I mean, they'll, stop and talk to somebody, and I'm sure they're not completely adverse to seeing a more enjoyable to watch scene every once in a while. And just, in general, the focus seemed really noticeably different, which I thought was kind of a shame, just, from a safety-conscious point of view. So, those are the main differences that really stood out. I did, because it was a large event with a lot of, kind of nationally known presenters and everything, but not, completely huge. It was still fairly, I guess, what I'd call personable. There's still plenty of chance to talk to instructors about things after classes and kind of, you'd run into the instructors in the dungeon, and kind of, talk about things one-on-one, and it was a more personal kind of interaction, which I thought was really nice. That's about it, really. I made it back in one piece. Things, I think I might have mentioned earlier that things were kind of overshadowed a little bit on Sunday when I got I got a phone call in the morning. I got a phone call and found out that an old friend of mine had committed suicide that weekend, unfortunately. So that was, and that was really rough. And obviously it was sad. Somebody that I cared about had been in a lot worse shape than I realized, and is no longer with us. But basically, I think I was able to kind of compartmentalize things, essentially, and sort of deal with that in kind of a parallel way to the fact that I was having, I had a good time at the event. Even after finding that out, I was still able to enjoy myself, have a good time, learn things, talk to people. I think it has kind of, the impact of it has sort of taken a little while to set in. I'm sure that's part of it. It's definitely something I'm feeling a little more heavily now, but it's still, manageable. Basically everything else in my life has gone pretty well. So, I don't know. That I think just kind of puts things in perspective. Makes you think a lot about sort of what you have. In my case, essentially how lucky I am. It's, I've had a lot on my mind lately, suffice to say. But had a great event. It's been good to be back. Got a lot of things going on this week. It's keeping me busy and all that. So it's always a good thing. Anyway, that's really about it for tonight. As always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.